out. But let's be honest, we're all going to need a break after this. Tiger Bait!
Tiger Bait! Hey, Justin.
What?
Stupid Pole Country Club or Idiotic Pole Country Club? Which one you going to pick?
Why are you hating on the guys from overtime? They don't start till 1.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Hey, hold on just a second. Hey, get out of the road, Ira! What are you doing out there on 440? You drunk? Hey, Ira, let me tell you something, okay? Hey, a little PSA. Tiger Bait will be doing a meet and greet at the exhibition for youth home between 6 and 6:30 on Friday night.
Oh,
and Ira, I'm going to leave you a will call ticket, and you can come search me out like you do the cigarette butts and the change that you look for at the drive-through windows that people drop. Come find me, Ira. I'll be at the exhibition at 6 to 6:30 at Center Court at Jack Stevens Center doing a meet and greet for all your Razorback fans. And I know all my haters aren't going to be there because they can't afford the $75 ticket to get in the joint. How's it going, Justin?
It's fine. I wish I really wanted to set up the egg booth where they could throw eggs at you. It would have been a great time.
Well, let's do it. I mean, I'm game for it. Let's raise some money for youth home. That's what it's all about.
Oh, it's a spirit. Boy, what a great guy you are. So who you got in the Final Four?
I had Louisville and nobody else.
Okay, that's all I had, too.
Yeah, just Louisville. I had Duke, they're gone. I had New Mexico for some weird reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who else I had. It's kind of irrelevant now.
How dumb do you feel knowing that R.J. Hawk had two teams in the Final Four?
I'm sure his girlfriend probably in a glass of a frenzy of bottle of wine just, you know, picked him out of the clear blue. Come on.
Yeah, well, she is very bright. Louisville, by the way, is a 2-3 favorite to win the whole deal here. Michigan now 3-1. You can get Wichita State at 12-1, and Syracuse is the third favorite at 17-4. I like Syracuse to win this week. I hate to say that, and I won't tell the Pigskin Preacher that because I don't want him to punch me, but...
What is your boy from Stuttgart doing? What is he predicting? I mean, is he putting up any money on this deal?
You know, I've not heard from...
He's flipping his hamburgers at the Dairy Queen in Stupid Dart. Come on, Michael. Talk to us. Call in, baby. Give us your predictions. I got a little extra money. I want to win some money for the weekend.
And you are on fire today. So you like Louisville to win him?
Hold on.
What's up?
Ira, I told you to get your drunk redneck butt out of the highway. Go ahead.
You like Louisville to win?
I like Louisville all the way. I love Patino. I love his style of coaching. And whoever compared Mike Anderson to Rick Pitino's team, what a joke. Come on. They're not even close.
What they'd like to be, I think.
Well, yeah, they'd like to be. But, I mean, it's over for Anderson. And let me tell you, Coach Bielema, you better watch what you're saying. You need to take a page out of Pitino's playbook. And just keep your mouth shut. You're not in the Big Ten anymore. You're in the SEC West. You landed in Fayetteville. You better watch out for the Raging Cajuns the first game of the year. That's all I got to say, because at $3.2 million and you lose to the Raging Cajuns, they're going to scalp you in Fayetteville.
I can't even argue with any of this. I think
you can't
Arkansas...
argue with it, can you, Justin?
No, I meant to bring it up with Jim. How many games do you think Arkansas is going to win this year?
You'll be, I'm sure your most of your unemployed fans will save their pennies for the slot machines. I predict Bossier City, Louisiana, for a 6-6 Razorback team with no wins in the SEC West, 2 wins in the East, 4 in the offseason. I mean, 4 in the
They would have to win at Rutgers to pull that off. I actually would be fine with Arkansas going 6-6 this year. That may sound stupid, but I'm totally okay with that.
Isn't that sad it's come to that, Justin?
It's a rebuilding year. Some schools have to do that. You know, you had your moments when Jerry DiNardo was leading your program.
Yeah, but what's so sad is you had two Heisman Trophy candidates last year and got beat by Alabama at home 52-0. What's going to happen this year with on the road against Alabama? Can you imagine? And then Bielema's mouth throws out that bulletin board material.
Ah, no bulletin board.
What are you talking about?
No, that's no. You're way over. Overanalyzing it.
Hey, if you're an Alabama fan,
what did he say that was wrong? He said he had a better record in the Big Ten than Saban did. He does, and he also said that I didn't come here to play Alabama. I came here to beat Alabama. That's what his job is. Same as Les Miles' job at LSU. That doesn't mean he's going to do it, but that's his job. That's what he gets paid for, and he gets paid a lot.
Compare yourself to somebody other than Saban that coached in the Big Ten.
You're right.
Yeah,
he should have compared himself to Les Miles.
Saban. Yeah. Hey, if you've got three Heisman Trophy candidates and you're playing them in Fayetteville this year, maybe you can run your mouth, Bielema. But don't do that when you're going to Tuscaloosa. Justin, you agree with me.
No, I know. You're wrong. You're making way too much of this. I said that already once today, though. But, Tiger Bait, I do appreciate the call. You're very entertaining. It's 11:49.
And Phil energetic.
Olsen. Yeah, he's on fire today. Got to get some of that and spread it around.
You sure that's not Roger?
I'm sure.